Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to welcome everybody to another edition of Saturday AM Live. What I want to do this morning is we're talking about the Nikin Pimag waterfall. We've had this unit now for right at about 6 weeks from when it was introduced at the North American Convention on October 15th. And I'll tell you, Dennis Estes described the power chip as a game-changer product, and I would beg to differ. And when you have something, and then you go ahead and you get the newer model, and I'm not talking about getting the latest app for your phone or the latest phone, for that matter, you know, 4G or 15G or 33G. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a simple tweak on an existing very, very successful product that you've used and you've enjoyed for, what, 5, 6, 7 years? I can't remember what the age of the Aquapore was. But when you get an upgraded model that literally runs circles around the predecessor, you know, yes, it's going to have some quirks on it, but what we're talking about today is the good, the great, the amazing. And I prefer to hear from people who have... Okay, it's tough to talk about something if you don't have it and you're not using it, because I don't want people to make up stories and lie that, oh, man, I got my Nikin Pimag waterfall, and it's amazing. You know, my fingers grew out, my fingernails are growing, my hair came back, I was bald as a cue ball, and now I've got a full head of thick hair. Don't do stuff like that, okay? That's a little bit far-fetched. We don't need to be doing infomercials here. But I want to hear from people who've had it, they've used it, they've introduced it to other people. What's been going on in the last 6 weeks? If you, like us, we've had ours since the convention. It arrived a few days later, and we absolutely love it. I have yet to see any negative. My brother pointed out something last night when we had family game night, and I said, man, this thing is really flows slow. And I said, you know, I never noticed. You know, I guess I could be labeled as a Pollyannist. I always see the positive in everything. I said, you know, I just know that I can be patient. I can wait a few more seconds. You know, I don't have to fill up the glass in, you know, 1.3 seconds. If it takes 5, it's okay. But that's what I want to talk about today. That's what we're devoting the call to. And then when we're finished talking about the waterfall, I do have several, 6 announcements that were shared on the kickoff call. And if you missed the kickoff call on the first business day of the month, which was the first on Thursday, then stick around on the line. But if you caught the kickoff call with Jonathan Hallstrom on Thursday evening, then this will all be repetitive to you. So let's jump back in. And if for some reason you can't get on the line, you can always text me or email me. I have the computer on in front of me. But I want to hear from anybody out there that just wants to talk about the waterfall. That's what we're talking about today. So, if you muted your line, or if I muted everybody, so I need you to hit *6 if you want to contribute. So, go ahead. I know there's people that are live and that are interactive. Nobody wants to talk? Oh, come on! I don't want to hear myself talk this morning. Even something superficial. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, Vance, this is Peggy.
Good morning, Peggy.
Hey, I don't have my waterfall yet, but I definitely want one, and it's going to be used for 17 Chinese students, so who knows what will happen after that. And
Peggy, you're back in, is it Long Island right now?
Yeah, I'm on my way to city right now. But also, the guy that I used to work with quit his job because he took the job tutoring a boy in New York City, who just happens to be Robert De Niro's son. And this kid has some learning issues, and I'm hoping to get him on the sleep system and the water system as soon as possible. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
This is the advantage of being in the city.
Yes. Hey, Peggy, by the way, congratulations on being back there. For those of you who don't know, Peggy Chong is one of our Portland area wellness consultants, and leap of faith, went all the way to New York to experience kind of a new life for a season, right? You are coming back eventually, right, Peggy?
I think my heart's still in Portland. Yeah, I thought it was Italy, but it's divided. Anyway, it's okay. I'm gone global.
Well, once you get your waterfall, Peggy, you're really going to understand why. At least I'm so jazzed about it. So let's hear from those of you who are using it. And you're doing demos with it. You're testing it. You're giving samples to people. You're doing energy tests. What's going on? My goodness. You don't have to be shy. What about, there's a whole mess of people down in Texas, because you'd have to be brain dead to drink water out of a tap in Texas. And I know that. Dan and Jean, Lyle and Shirley, several of you guys, what have you discovered from using your waterfall? And again, you got to hit star 6 on your line, and that'll bring you back on.
Lynn Billman.
Go ahead.
Well, I keep going back to what Dave Balzer said. I think it was back in June. I heard him talking about the waterfalls themselves. I know that the waterfall does the same thing, but he was telling about when they'd had a pool man test the water, and the tap water. And he said if he was testing it for a pool, he would have had to quarantine the pool.
Mm-hmm.
There was chlorinated organics in it, and that can be carcinogenic.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that conversation you had with him back in June?
Yep.
So anyway, he said we're not trying to reinvent water. We're just going back to nature. So that's my head as well.
And let me address something. I'm going to try and find this email going back to nature. It's more natural to have a slower filtration process that takes a little bit of time. I had the question asked of me. It's been asked more than once. Thank you, by the way, Linda. That why is the rate of flow slower than it was on the aquapore? And I'm going to, let me see if I know I've got it right here. I just got to find it really quick. I got too many emails, and I apologize. I should have had this up and ready for us. The rate of flow is much, much slower on the waterfall than it is on the, or was on the aquapore, and because there's a breaking in cycle. And if you'll talk to any, I don't know if you want to call them water experts, but people who are very familiar with water filtration, and they will tell you that a slow gravity-fed, water filtration system is a much better route to go because it's more of a natural. It's you're not forcing water through a filter at a higher rate of speed. And although it's convenient, and although we've had great success with our original PIMAG counter unit and the under counter unit, let me just read, and This is Dave Balzer talking as a chemist, okay, using words that kind of go right over my head, but I think you'll get the gist of it. And again, it addresses the question of why is it slower, and this is what he came back with. Because the activated filtration media is being asked to exceed the requirements of NSF 42 and 53, it must have an average particle size that is considerably finer in nature than the aquapore. So the particulates in the filter are smaller. This means generally slower flow rates. Remember, the longer the dwell time, which is the contact period the water has with the media or the filtration unit, the better and more consistent the contaminant reductions. However, after the breaking in period, the average time to process a single filling should be about an hour or so. And has anybody else had that experience, that the first couple weeks it's really, really slow? Now, if it's really fast, this is some of the troubleshooting things that I'd love to have people comment on, is that if it's really fast, it means that your filter is not seated down in properly and the water's flowing right on past the filter. So it should take a while. It should take even up to a couple hours to filter one full, tank. The 8 liters right off the bat, because that's the way it should work. But once it's broken in, and that's going to vary depending on your type of water and the hardness, the softness, the contaminant level, but after that breaking in period, it'll be, like Dave said, about an hour or so. So Anyhow, I'm surprised that you guys are awake and you're not talking. It's really...
I'll talk.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Joe Bishop. How you doing?
Joe, well, hang on, Joe. Let me put you on the side there. I think I heard a female voice.
Okay,
it was mine. It's a little bit deep. It's a quick one, but it's a comment and a question at the same time.
And for those of you who don't recognize or don't know the voice, this is Char Rogers, or AKA Vance's sponsor, AKA Vance's mother. Go ahead, Mom.
I'm sorry, I could have said that at the beginning here. My voice is deep from not talking yet this morning. Anyway, what I have noticed, if my unit is completely at the, all the water is down on the bottom, okay, there's nothing really left at the top. No, let me back up and say it differently. That's not right. If I've used out all the water on the bottom and I refill it clear up again, it drops faster than if I add a little bit and there's only a little bit that needs to go down to make it full. Now, that whole tank will drop through faster than it would if there was nothing in it at all. And I thought it had something to do with the amount of pressure or air in there also, possibly. I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
But I have let that happen two or three times. Well, more than two or three times, actually. I've done it many times now because when I saw that being the case, I thought, well, I'm not just going to put a little bit in. I'm going to just draw it out, put it aside, and use out of it and put one in and just try it. And sure enough, it seems to do it really well. So if you're trying to force just a little bit through at a time to keep it up there, you may not keep it all the way to the top as easily as you do when you've got a full tank that needs to go through. Anybody else notice that?
Okay. Thank you. And if you guys missed that or didn't understand that, basically when the waterfall is, let's say it's 3/4 full in the bottom tank, and you just want to top it off or keep it, you know, right up there, the rate of filtration is going to be much slower than if it was clean empty and you filled it up. Literally, you'll see that it's, and I've noticed the same thing, but we always just kind of keep ours topped off because I'm so afraid that the girls are going to, you know, go on a dehydration spell or something and come in and eliminate all my water. Because it is my water, ultimately. I mean, I know that I'm the dad, but, you know, I want to always have it available. And it's not because I'm too lazy to go to the laundry room and get it out of the counter unit. It's just when you, and this is one of the many benefits of drinking water that's higher alkaline, and I find myself explaining this to people that, you know, it's the other end of the spectrum compared to carbonated beverages or bottled water. You know, we are, what would that be, 20,000 to 30,000 points or percent, 20,000 to 30,000 times more alkaline than bottled water. Because most bottled waters are right at 6, neutral 7, and so if we're coming in at 8.5 to 9.5, that's 20 to 30, sometimes even 40,000 times more alkaline than bottled water. And, excuse me, once you get used to that, it's a whole different world. So,
we love it, and the only thing that I use the other water for is to wash my vegetables. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Just because out of convenience.
Right.
Understood. Okay.
Vance, Jean, I have a couple of things I'd like
to
mention.
Go ahead, Jean, and then I'm going to have Joe Bishop share things.
Okay, and by the way, I think a lot of people aren't getting on because they don't have their waterfall yet if they weren't at convention because it wasn't available. But just a thought. We've had ours, and I agree with Char. I've noticed, I don't sit there and, you know, notice exactly how long it takes, but we go through ours so much during the day that I'm just seem to constantly be putting in. And I noticed at the very beginning that the flow was slow, and I don't know if I just got used to it or I think it has sped up. It hasn't really affected us at all. But what I wanted to especially add, just a little tip. When I first did the test with the pool kit, I tested, of course, bottled water. I didn't have any carbonated beverages at home since I don't buy them. But someone had left some coconut water, and I did that. It was very acidic. But what was interesting to me is I I did the tap water and then, of course, the aquapour and our countertop sink, you know, the one that connects to the sink, and the waterfall and the sports bottle. And I'd had my sports bottle for, since the beginning, so what, about 3.5 months, and had not changed the filter. And I'm thinking, I probably ought to get around to putting the new filter in. Well, when I tested it that day, interestingly, the sports bottle came out exactly the same as the tap water, which was 7.2. And the waterfall came out over the 8.3, that's as high as it. And so I took Dan had not used his sports bottle as much as I had, because I'm out all day and I fill it 4 or 5 times during the day. And his still was testing about 8. So I put the new filter in and mine went right up over the top alkaline right away. So what I'm saying, I guess, is they're serious about changing the filter every 3 months or so. I don't know how that relates to how well it filters everything else, but as far as the alkalinity goes, it had definitely gone down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say one of our local wellness consultants, Steve Lawrence, purchased his bottle sometime during the summer. And here's a guy who used to be on, by the way, thank you, Gene, but I'd love to have your comment on this, and that is, he was dealing with a lot of different things. I think he was on like 21 different or 20-some different pills a day that he was taking. Got down to one. And the one, after he got on the Nikan Wellness Home, the one pill that he was still taking was for acid reflux. Well, this summer, as soon as he introduced the bottle to his daily routine, he quit taking that one because he wasn't dealing with the acid reflux anymore. And a couple weeks ago, his acid reflux came back. And he could not figure. He said, I haven't changed anything. I didn't do anything. And then finally his sponsor, Josh Nelson, said, well, how old's your bottle? Maybe the filter's gone. You know, maybe it's time to replace the filter. And he sat down in his head and calculated back, and it had been about 3 months. And he said, well, I drink out of this thing nonstop, so that's got to be it. And just because, now again, this is not scientific. I'm not making a claim here. I'm just saying to further the point that what he experienced was that the filter was no longer, you know, up to its, you know, greatest ability to do its job, so it needed to be changed. And I haven't talked to him since he changed it, but I would presume that it went right back to normal. I saw him this week, and I forgot to ask him about it. But that's one of those things that on the waterfall, you know, every week or so, you might want to push that, you know, little sensor button to find out if it's still, you know, up to its premium quality. Because it will be a radical difference in the change of what it's doing. And all Steve did to test his bottle was where did the pH lie? And if it wasn't up to where it should be, then that's going to make a huge difference. And that's something just to, you know, kind of be aware of. Gene, I'm curious, and I want to throw this question back at you. What did you guys drink in Texas, and I know you guys have been in San Antonio, Austin, and in the Dallas area. What did you drink before you were introduced to Nikan's water systems?
Well, you mean at the very beginning, the water, you mean before we got any PyMag water?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got to admit it, back before I had that giant kidney stone, I used to drink Dr. Pepper.
I wanted to make sure you were a good Texan.
I am a good Texan, and Dr. Pepper was invented in Texas. No, I really don't drink any sodas at all anymore, except occasional taste of Dan's root beer out for barbecue, and that's it. And so I've been drinking pie water. We have 2 aquapour, actually. I'm about to donate one to somebody. And then we have the waterfall now, and we have the one that connects to the sink. So we've been drinking water, and I do drink coffee a couple of times a day, but no sodas at all. That's why I didn't have any in the house to test. Someone had given me a bottle of coconut water at a health fair I went to, you know, just a freebie they were giving out, and I still had it in the cupboard. I'd never opened it, so I tested that, and I really expected that to be alkaline, just because it's promoted as so healthy, but it tested out acid for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. I want to defer. I want to get not too technical, but Joe Bishop, I know, is on the line. And thank you, Joe, for waiting patiently. There's some troubleshooting that you've done with your unit because I believe it was leaking. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I did that. And what I did, I just took a high-definition camera and put it at the place where I finally located the leak, and that's kind of behind the valve where you take the water off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took a series of videos, and I talked with the people at Neakin, and they indicated that they want me to send back the whole bottom unit because they want to do the analysis and the investigation to see why the unit is leaking.
Mm-hmm.
But that replacement unit is on back order, and so we're still, my wife and I want to keep the waterfall and use it because my wife is very happy with it and she's drinking more water. And for the aquaphor, we had to put that in the basement because of all the light in the kitchen, especially in the morning with the sun coming up. We didn't want the sunlight to hit the aquaphor. So she was very adamant about keeping the waterfall upstairs. So I have to cover it with a dark black trash bag at night so that if we sleep late in the morning, the sun won't hit it. But we are very happy with it. And the other very interesting point is I always do strength tests with the Neakin products. I would purposely in the morning do about 10 or 12 push-ups, and then I would take a sip of the either Aquaphor. I later moved to the sports bottle, and now I'm using the waterfall, and the push-ups are a lot easier to do after just taking a sip of that water.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I spoke with the a senior group maybe about a month ago, and at that time I didn't have the waterfall, so I only had the sports bottle. And I did a little strength test to show a couple of the people you know, how beneficial the water was.
Mm-hmm.
There was one 84-year-old man who said, look, I kind of agree with you that maybe this should help me when I wake up in the morning and I'm a little stiff. I should take a sip of that water. And I said, oh, yes, sir, that would be good. So that very dynamic person purchased a sports bottle, and I talked to him about maybe less than a month after he had been drinking from it. He said that his blood sugar count, I guess, has dropped about 10 points.
Wow.
And, you know, we are going to watch that because there are a lot of seniors in the D.C. area that I think need these products, but they don't have the money. So I'm looking to see if I can get a grant or something to help them. But I'm also looking at for people who have some mental problems that I can kind of work with, and people who are on dialysis, because I have a very dynamic friend who goes to treatment three times a week, and I guess about 3 hours. And I think she's willing to try whatever I recommend, or we, of course, we'd have her doctor to talk before she does take anything. But we're having a very interesting experience with the Neakin products.
Yeah. Well, and I think what you're reminding us, Joe, is that the energy, the body, water is not water. There is a huge difference. It's like saying, you know, a car is a car. You know, a Ford Fiesta is the same as a Porsche 911, okay? They're not the same thing. So we can't say that all water's the same. And when we have the opportunity, as Susan Carver brought up 2 weeks ago, we get paid for doing two things, raising awareness and then educating people on the solutions that, okay, if your awareness has been raised that, you know, this is an issue, let us present to you the solutions that Neakin has to offer and has been offering people for the last 35 plus years, since 1975. I think it would do us all well to, if we can't memorize the entire list of questions, but getting in our mind that when creating conversation with people, that the questions that Terry Latham presented a couple weeks ago, you know, how many people do you know that drink water? You know, of those people, is it a valid concern to have good, clean water? Okay, let's check this out. Let's see what Neakin Solutions will do. But first, we have to establish the fact we've got to raise the awareness. And when we do that, people at that point say, okay, I never really thought about it. Or I have been thinking about it. That's why our family, we only drink bottled water. We have a big, you know, water canister, you know, in our kitchen, and we only, when we're out and about, we only buy, you know, certain brands of bottled water because we've heard that was better. And people are, will be shocked when they see the difference and when they see that the what they're putting in their bodies is extremely acidic. And that's why I feel personally that that water demo that's on YouTube, and if you have not seen it yet, let me remind you, it's on the Pathfinder site. It's on Dennis and Ruth Williams' site, which is, if you haven't seen it, please take the time to spend 14 minutes and watch it, and then you'll understand the validity of how powerful water that's higher alkaline, how beneficial it can be to your body. And when you see it and you go, okay, that makes perfect sense. Here's the easiest way that I know how to get you to see it, okay, to go out there and find it. Write this website down, Dennis and Ruth Williams, which is www.ybhurtn, that's ybhurtn.biz. Again, the letter Y, the letter B, the letter H-U-R-T-N, ybhurtn.biz. Second on the top of the menu is water presentation. Move your cursor there, you'll see another list pop up, click on water demo, and boom, it'll start playing. You know, go to large screen, turn on your speakers if they're not already on, and watch that. Utilize this, and if you're not comfortable with doing it yourself, or you're not confident yet, and you don't have access to a good source of drops, Mom, would you please share with the group where is the best source to get good, we're not talking about the pheno-red drops. We're talking about the drops that coordinate with the full color spectrum chart, the one that Dennis and Ruth have sent out, Dave Johnson has sent it out. And if you don't have it, email me or call me, and I'll get it to you. But from zero being extreme acid up to 15 being extreme alkaline, neutral is in the middle at 7. But there are some, there are drops out there that coordinate with that color chart.
I'm here. I'm just looking for
the package,
the invoice that I laid aside on my computer to double check the breakdown on it because I didn't go in and do it. Let me see if it's on the little card here. It's
once you experience that, when, and Mom will share this one here. This is a good source for, you know, $12-15 a bottle to have these drops. It's extremely powerful, and it's a very simple way to bridge the gap and help raise the awareness of the what's going on in water. Once you've done that, or once you've watched the video with Rick Murphy, a simple question, again, these are right on the Pathfinder charts, so the, you know, kind of a quick and easy list of questions. Okay, if the demo, you know, if the demo is, you know, if that opened your eyes and, you know, kind of raised your awareness, do you want you and your loved ones to keep drinking water that's not good for you? Well, then, fantastic. You know, you want to pay wholesale or retail? You want to get it at a consultant price, or you want to pay retail? Difference in the bottle is about, well, $10-12. Once you throw in shipping, maybe a little bit more. But with the waterfall, it's a difference of, does anybody remember or know the price, the retail price of the waterfall?
$374.
What's that?
$374.
So there's a $75 price difference on the waterfall. And
Char, I have an address if you can't find yours for those reagent drops.
That's what I'm looking at only is the address. There's no phone number or anything on
it's
nothing on
a
my
BetterWayHealth.com.
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 BetterWayHealth.com. Linda, and you described them as what drops? Reagent drops?
Yes. Well, they're all called reagent drops, but these are the test kit for pH.
Okay.
You want the pH test kit. They're $10 a piece, and the shipping, I bought two, and the shipping was $7.70.
Okay. So there you
have... But they're in Marietta, Georgia. And there is a phone number if anybody wants that.
Give me the phone number as well, Linda.
1-800-746-7640.
Okay, and mine comes out of Nevada, and they're actual mailing address, and you can Google it from that. The name of it is Ion Ways, IONWAYS. It's LLC, and it comes out of Reno, Nevada. And that's the name of where they were sent from, and we got them really fast. So
there's a couple different options. BetterWayHealth.com or IonWays LLC.
And what you're ordering is called a pH test kit.
And it has a little chart in with the bottle. Yours is probably the same.
Yes.
Now, this is, folks, just so you understand, so we're all on the same page here. This is different than the test kit, a pool test kit that you could pick up at Walmart, Target, any pet store, any pool store. The pool test kits have both the chlorine and the pH. The difference between the pH, the phenol red, that's in that test kit and what's in this, okay, from either Better Way Health or Ion Ways LLC, is that the phenol red only has a certain range of color spectrum difference. It will not coordinate with that color chart. So it's just, it's not as dramatic. It will work. Okay, it will work. Those little test kits, because I've been using them for years, but the problem is it wasn't as extreme, you know, to show people the difference in the pH, because there wasn't that much difference in the pH. Most tap water is pretty close to neutral. But what these drops show and help illustrate to people, and we're not making a shift, and I want to really illustrate this point. It's not that we're changing from, well, I was really excited about the Nikan sleep system. We'll stay excited about it. And we're not shifting and saying, hey, you need to switch over and talk nothing about, you know, or don't talk anything about what Nikan has to offer other than the water. No, it's just a really simple conversational starter. And asking, hey, well, do you have 5-10 minutes and I can show you? I was curious, so I bought these drops. Really helped me understand. What kind of water do you drink? Well, let's see where it's at. And again, as Susan Carver pointed out, we get paid for doing two things, raising awareness. We have to help educate people on what's going on and what our bodies, you know, need to be having. And again, this is what's on that video that Rick put out for us, is he really drives the point home that our bodies work better when they're in an alkaline environment. We've got so many sources of acidity coming at us all the time. By raising it, we can do ourselves a big, big favor. So,
hi, good morning. This is Tony
Trong. Go ahead, Molly.
Okay, I have a few contributions here. I had spent a lot of time looking around for higher than 8.2 pH chart and the pH drop. Pet store, aquarium store does not have the testing higher than 8.2.
Okay.
So finally, I went to the store, the water store that everybody talking about, the $4,000 unit.
Mm-hmm.
That produces a pH and higher. They are the medical facility, the medical appliance, and also came out of Japan, and they treat the medical problem like acid doses when it is up to pH 14. So, but anyway, I asked them, I went there and a few times and finally asked them for help. I have to do a demo to a group. I didn't exactly tell them what group. They didn't think that I was doing the high school science class, because I do that sometimes. And so that lady, I cannot, she gave me the website to order. I say, oh, I cannot wait because I have to do this demo to a group. Can you sell me some of the drops and the charts? Well, she went and looked for it in her door, and she gave me a used one and made copy of the chart. Okay, so I have that for the next day demo, and then I went to the website. There is another website here. This company is called EnetJet, E-N-A-G-I-C. So the your website would be www.enetjet.com. And their water is called Kangen water. So I wish I knew what Shaw and the other person mentioned that had found a solution before I did, because I wasted a lot of time. So I went and ordered the price. I don't know if it is the smaller bottle or whatever the reason, the drop, small bottle of drop for pH is $5, and the chart $2. And the shipping is $10.
Okay. So basically what Molly's saying is that she wishes she had this information before she did all this legwork and homework to find the less expensive, and we're talking peanuts here in price. You can buy the what I'm saying, the pH, the pool test kit for $5-6. Or you can spend twice that and get the drops that really, really do the job. And again, it's betterwayhealth.com or IonWays LLC. And I wouldn't sit and wait and meander about purchasing these. It's a tool. It's a sales aid. And again, I'll defer right back to something that Susan Carver said. If we just introduce two people a month to the waterfall and you sell it to them retail, there's nothing wrong with selling retail. Don't apologize. It's a business. Two a month, that's an extra $150 in your pocket. And what's going to spin off of that, or what that will spawn onto, is more people drinking this water. They're going to get results. They're going to start talking to other people. And therefore, it starts to build your business, because nobody else has it. The only other game in town, the only other people that are even in the ballpark, is the Kangen Water Systems, and I don't know that many people that have an extra $4,000.
Well, I did joke with them. Well, if you think $4,000 medical unit is better to give you the 8.5 to 9.5, which is the body good for, then go ahead and buy the 4,000 versus this 400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I also want to share some insight on the demonstration. We don't want to give the idea that as long as you raise the pH, then the water is better than the tap water or other waters for you to drink. I showed them the chart, the picture of four different waters that grew potato grew
potato.
A plant. So this is Dr. Nelson's experiments. I treasure that. So I told them, now, before pH is raised for Nikan Pimac water or pie water, this is what happened. Look at which one would you prefer? Okay, so not reverse osmosis, or reverse osmosis, the pH is neutral, is a little bit better than tap water or well water. Mm-hmm. And the pyrenite water, wow, grew higher than even the picture that Dr. Nelson took. So we cannot give people, say, an idea that higher pH, the better. It doesn't matter what water to start with. And also, among the liquid that I tried, soft drink, Sprite is the most acidic, is on the way to the left. And now, of course, Nikan's, it is in the extreme right, or
right.
One and four. And
let me interrupt you real quick here, before the sake of time here, because I think what people you're bringing up such a valid point that just because it's higher alkaline doesn't mean it's better for you. And that's what we're addressing here, is we're taking out all the chemicals that are in the water, or again, people are going to put words in my mouth. We're taking out 99% of all the bad stuff. Okay, that's what the waterfall filters out. That's what the Pimax Sport Bottle does. That's what the counter units do, under or over. It takes out the majority of the bad stuff and then puts the good stuff, the trace minerals, back in. It magnetizes it. It's going through the ionization process. We're raising the pH. So the end product is what's found in nature. And that's what was addressed on the very, very beginning of the call. We're getting back to nature, and that's what we need to help raise the awareness and educate people about. And when they experience it, and this is why, you know, the drops are visual. It allows people to see what's going on. Do yourself a favor, and as I think it was, who was it that brought it up? I can't remember now. But do yourself a favor and do a simple energy test. Show them how, as Joe, show them how much easier it is to do a push-up with this water versus drinking no water, or drinking tap water, or bottled water. And that's the so what about it. I mean, we can show them, you know, a visual water demo with either drops or what's taken place with sweet potatoes over the course of 5 weeks, but it doesn't mean anything until they've experienced it. And I'm not talking about buying a bunch of waterfall units and loaning them to people. We don't need to do that. Okay, they don't need this water unit is not on trial. Just because we've only had it for less than 2 months, it's not on trial. We don't need to be filling up jugs of water. If you want to do that, so be it. But it's much more lucrative and much faster to simply say, look it, if you believe this is to be true, where do you want to start? The bottle or the house system? What's the best fit for you? They're both available now, okay? And that's why we really want to count. If you'll spend the first couple weeks of December really ramping it up, and then as you're at Christmas parties and as you're at gatherings, as you're out being more social this month than we typically are, I guarantee you 2012 will start off with an amazing bang. And I'm not talking about the ball dropping in New York. I'm talking about our effectiveness as wellness consultants to share with people will be so much higher because we've taken the time to really ratchet up and take advantage of this. So,
Vince, I have to put in the last insight.
Yeah, last insight, real quick.
Okay, yeah. I have demonstrated before and after I watched the YouTube of Rick Murphy. And I did what he did, at the end, squirt some water from the bottle into those liquid that you were demonstrating. And that created, wow, it is so different, so much more than what I had did, the effect. Okay? So that's it.
That's it. Thank you, Molly, for your contribution, and thank everybody else. Appreciate it greatly.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, go ahead.
I would like to make one statement really quickly.
Go for it.
Not only can you do a strength test with the water, but the light. If you take the light and just have somebody extend the arm out and don't look at the light, but you can push it down, then have them to look at an incandescent light in the ceiling, and you can easily push the arm down, and then have them to look at our light, and you see how difficult it is to push the arm down.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing, what I did to kind of go back to your point about how the Nikon products work together, I just took about 10 figurines that would represent like a football team of one color with different numbers, and then another team of a different color with numbers. And then I did like a multiplication of like matrices and show you the synergism that you get with these things working together. Mm-hmm. And if I can find a way to send that to you, I'll do it, or I'll send it to anybody. But it's a good example to show how the Nikon products work together.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I haven't been doing it lately, but I was used to do that on a regular basis, just layering one wellness solution on top of the other, and the body will continue to get stronger. And again, it's not about you pushing harder, you pushing less. And if you can communicate that to people as you're doing it, say, look, I'm pushing until your resistance, you know, wears out, but you seem to be resisting a lot better the more these, you know, wellness solutions we put on your body. And we did an energy test Tuesday night at our meeting. And as I've been typically doing them, I find another fixed object and put my weight in between the person that I'm testing and the fixed object. So there's a difference of 140 pounds. So they got 70 pounds of weight hanging off of their body, their hands behind their back, clasped fingers interlocked together like they'd be wearing a set of handcuffs. And they can support all of my body weight, or I should say half my body weight, and I'm bouncing up and down with my feet not on the floor. And I took it a step further this week, and I put my feet straight out in front of me, just so the gal could see where my feet were. And it was shocking, the look on her face. And she realized that, wait a second, I'm not just standing behind her pushing down a little bit with some pressure and getting her to tip over. And with the use of all she had, extra, the second time when she was able to resist me greater was my power band necklace wrapped around her wrist. But as Joe's emphasizing, as Joe's illustrating and reminding us, that the more of the wellness solutions we layer on, the better ability their body will be, our bodies will be, to perform at a higher level. If there's no other questions or comments.
Yeah, Vance, I have a question. This is Will Johnson down in Greenville, South Carolina.
Go ahead, Will.
On a slightly different subject, the new magnets that are coming out, what's the significance of having the two of them, one floating above the other? I didn't understand why or what that does.
You're talking about the mesh filter?
The new magnet.
Okay, now state your question again. I missed that because of computer error on my part.
Oh, okay. The new magnets that they have, I saw.
You're talking about the power chip.
Yeah. What's the significance of being able to float above each other or whatever?
Well, if you look at it, and here's what I would encourage everybody to do. This is, again, not that I'm the expert. But when you hear people like Dave Balzer or Dennis Williams, the way they're demonstrating it, when you look at the quick reference sheet, which you can go into the Nikin library and you can download quick reference sheets and put them in your computer, and then you can just simply print them off. And I print them off full color, or you can print them off black and white. But full color, I think they get a better understanding of what these are doing. But when you look at the engineering illustration of how having the north pole on the bottom disc, the south pole on the top, and that they go together like Legos, literally one interlocks with the other, and then the far infrared and negative band, the rubber part, it encases it, it keeps them, forces them to stay together. When you look at that engineering schematic, you see how it throws the magnetic field. And the two fields literally fight each other. They're warring each other. So you have these warring factors going on. There's a battle, and I don't know if that's a good illustration to use. But in the process of that, it throws the magnetic field further. So, Will, what you're going to have as a result is you're not just causing on the, for example, the mini or the super mini. The depth of penetration was more so based on the opposite poles, north and south, in the equilateral design, the EQL design. But what we've got going on now is we've got two different poles fighting each other because of the way they're placed together. So the penetration factor is much deeper, and then the reaction of our bodies is more significant. So, and the only way that we're really going to see this is if you order a couple of the power chips and start playing with them, start using them, start demonstrating with them. I don't have a fish scale to determine if somebody's strong, you know, how far of a degree versus, you know, a let's say, using a power band wrist bracelet versus them holding a power chip in their hand. However, I would lay money on it. I would be a betting man, which I'm not, but I would bet you that the significance, the results are going to be much more dramatic with that power chip. And as we've been on the call this morning, I just had to peek. I had to cheat because I ordered 6 of them on Thursday as soon as they became available, and they're in my mailbox right now. So when I'm done on the phone this morning, when the post office opens at, I think it's 9:30, is when I can pound on the door and get them to give me my oversized box that wouldn't fit in my P.O. box. I want my power chips. Because I've got people that I want to meet with today. Not only I already bought them to people that I'm selling them to people, but I want to play with this. I want to demonstrate it. I want to see what the significance factor is.
Another very interesting point. I think that power chip has a moving magnetic field, kind of like what was in the RAM.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take the Nikon sensor and put it, you don't have to touch it like you'd have to do with the inserts to get it to be audible or to send out a signal. You can just hold it above it, and that moving magnetic field would cause that sensor to alarm. So I think you should probably see the same thing with the power chip.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows that magnetic field is moving, so you don't have to have something like a power mag noisy, that when you're out in public, if something bothers you, you just take a little power chip and put it on your knee.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can watch a symphony and no noise.
Because so many of us are always watching the symphony and we don't want to be concerned about noises.
Yeah, well, we can listen to hip-hop too.
No, and Joe, thank you for that reminder, because that's exactly what I'm trying to convey here, is that the significance of this is, as Dennis Estes said, it's a game changer. It really takes what we already had and it takes it to a whole new level. It's not about going out and getting people to, you know, buy more stuff to add to their collection. It's just you want what's better, what's newer, what works easier, and it's more effective, you know. Why would you want to go buy, let's say you use a microwave, why would you want to go buy one of the original microwaves that was introduced in the 70s? You wouldn't do that. You'd be brain dead to do that. So why would you want a mini for $18 when you can get a power chip for $24.50 and really, really have some fun? So that's the point I'm trying to make with these. So I think we've pretty well covered everything, gang.
Dance?
Yes. Julie.
Julie in Connecticut. With the computers being down from December 26th until January 3rd, is that just the mynikon.com or our individual website?
No. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, your website will still be up, as far as I know. But
you just can't order on it.
You can't order. Basically, it's a year-end inventory that most companies do, but Nikon has been working on in overhauling their mainframe computer for quite some time. It's been 2 or 3 years, this process, and now they're biting the bullet, so my guess is that they're going to pull in all the tech head geek guys. Sorry to call a computer person a geek guy, but that's what they are. And they're going to be working around the clock to get this thing up and running and, you know, test it and, you know, do it. The President's Club is, I forgot to mention this, the President's Club is doing a WebEx beta test next Wednesday of what the new system will look like. So I'm anxious to see what if it's going to change. I love the fact that when I just logged in this morning, when you look at the main website before you punch in your ID number, you can see the calendar of what's going on, and you'll see very, very clearly that day after Christmas at midnight, the chariot turns into a pumpkin, okay? It's down. It's done. So all of the orders need to be tied up and wrapped up prior to December 26th. But that is the last day of the month, okay? So thank you, Julie, for raising that question.
You're welcome.
okay, gang, it is now 8:01, according to my clock. We need to sign off if you're still on the line. So have a great, fantastic weekend, everybody, and look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning. And go out there and have some fun, people. All right? Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're very, very welcome.
I have a question for you. If you have the bracelet, like I have the yellow one, how do you clean it?
If you have a what?
The, you know, the bracelets that we have?
Oh,
like yellow, blue, green?
You know, my yellow one is, I've finally gotten to the point where I move the magnets around so there's no really clean spots and really not so clean spots, areas. There's really no way. I have a black one and a yellow one. The yellow one always goes on the left wrist because I'm OCD, and yellow, left, two L's, left, that lets me know which is my left hand. So at 43, if I forget which is my left hand, I just have to remember yellow. Yellow always goes on the left. The black one goes on the right. Okay, I wish I had a red one. Okay, and it would be red for right, you know. But anyways.
Are you able to get these wet?
Yes. I showered with them last night.
You did, okay.
I do that about every week or so, whether they need it or not. Just soap them up, and then I towel dry them, and I just leave them on. And they will dry out in a couple hours' time. You could wash and launder them with some detergent or whatever you want to. I wouldn't recommend bleaching them.
No.
I mean, we don't use that much bleach anyways. But you can launder them and then just set them out to dry near or put them on your heat register or put them near a wood stove or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, unfortunately, the yellow ones and the blue, the denim one, and the lime green, they're not going to stay as vibrant as the day when you get them. And that's just, you know.
Okay, thank you. Great call.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.